Hello, and welcome to a bonus episode of Peace Out. Season 5 writing has begun, and I'm going to be incorporating all my learnings from my yoga teacher training and mindfulness meditation courses into Peace Out to make it better for you and your family. Keep in touch by subscribing on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app so you don't miss us when we come back. And subscribe to our monthly newsletter for updates and events. And speaking of the mindfulness meditation course, here's a presentation that I did about loving kindness meditation, written for parents, caregivers, and educators. Hope you enjoy it. Children are naturally mindful. They live in the present, and this is most evident when we see them playing and having fun. They're focused, giving 100% of their attention to building that tower, or coloring, or simply enjoying the feeling of running outside, and maybe even inside too. During these moments, we can see that they're not worried about what's going to happen tomorrow or thinking about what happened yesterday. They are present. We can support them by encouraging an intentional practice so that they can carry this mindful awareness throughout their entire lives. One of my favorite mindfulness meditation practices is called metta meditation, or loving kindness meditation. This is a practice that comes from Buddhism, and its intention is to cultivate an attitude of benevolence and goodwill towards ourselves and others by repeating short phrases like "may you be happy" and "may you be healthy." Practicing loving kindness meditation helps us in many ways. In one study, researchers found that people who practiced loving kindness during a 9-week session reported increased positive emotions, including joy, gratitude, hope, love, and pride, and that these positive emotions impacted their overall happiness. They also found the longer the participants practiced loving kindness, the longer these good feelings stayed with them afterwards. So, is loving kindness a good practice for kids and teens? Yes. It's something you can do any time of day with them and easily build into their daily life, such as during their bedtime routine. For very young children, you could do something fun like singing a song. Music is a natural and fun way of learning for children. It builds their literacy and numeracy, develops their senses, and strengthens their fine motor and gross motor skills through actions and dancing. It also stimulates the brain and helps with memory. I've included the lyrics to a loving kindness song that I made up that's set to the tune of Frère Jacques. Your kids can help make up the actions for the song too. It's in the episode notes if you'd like to try. For older children, you could start by practicing this together, with you saying a line and having them repeat it. You can even get into more discussion about the phrases, like explaining that "may you live with ease" doesn't necessarily mean to have a life that's easy, but to be able to handle what life throws at you with grace and patience. What does that look like to them? Can they remember a time when something was challenging, but they were able to handle it? How did they handle it? Your discussion may lead to many different places, including highlighting their own resiliency and therefore reminding them of all the resources and tools they already have and have already used successfully. Loving kindness can be another tool in their social emotional development toolkit. With teens, they're in a stage of great changes in their brains. For example, our brain has neurotransmitters. Neurotransmitters send messages from the brain to other parts of the body. Dopamine is one of these chemical messengers that takes messages from our brain to our nervous system, affecting how we feel pleasure, think, and plan. During adolescence, there are higher levels of dopamine released during experience, which is why some teens may feel bored Unless they are doing something that is exciting or experiencing something new, and why some may seem more impulsive during this age. This is because this also impacts their decision-making, as their brains are focused on the rewards connected with these new and stimulating experiences, overlooking the risks and any downsides to their choices. This might make parents of teens worry, but also know that because the human brain is still growing and changing during this age, this is also when many important developmental changes are happening. It's actually a great time to nurture their mindful awareness because of their changing brains, because it can help encourage positive changes that will stay with them into adulthood. Loving kindness meditation can be something that you can do together, or they can do on their own, or even keep a journal about. For those with their own phones, you can encourage them to meditate whenever they charge their phone, because just like their phone, they need time to recharge every day too. So this could be an easy way to create a healthy habit by attaching it to something they do every day anyway. Before we go, let's practice loving kindness together. There are many different ways and phrases, so this is just one way to do it. Let's start by making sure we're sitting comfortably. If you're on a chair, come forward on the seat and ground your feet flat on the floor. Place your hands on your knees or in your lap. Sit up tall, feeling your spine lengthening from the base all the way up through the crown of your head. Close your eyes if you feel comfortable. Take a deep breath in through your nose and let it out through your nose. Breathe in and out. In and out. I'll say one line and you can repeat it out loud or in your head, whichever feels best for you today. First, we're going to say this to ourselves. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be safe. May I live with ease. Perfect. Now picture someone you love. Focus on their image as you repeat after me. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. Great. Next, we're going to picture someone who is hard to get along with. Focus on their image as you repeat after me. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. Finally, let's think of a neutral person. Someone we might not know too well or interact with much, but who are still in our lives. Keep this image in your mind as you repeat after me one more time. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. Well done. How do you feel right now? If you'd like more information about loving kindness practice, There are links to some of the research and articles that I referenced in the episode notes. Thank you for listening. Until next time, peace out and peace within.